Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the new year and this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your hosts. Hey, Wendy.
Oh, hey, Shermin. This is Wendy, and thanks, everyone, for joining us again today. We have another very exciting show planned for you today. It's called How to Make Habit Change Easy with Dr. Tina Enerjoy, and it's a great topic for this type of the year, the very first show of 2018.
Awesome. Yeah, love it. So I have some questions. Have you set goals for the new year? And are some of these goals ones that you have been struggling with for a long time? And if so, are you sure you are taking the right approach? You may have noticed that some habits are easier to change than others. Why is that? Because lurking below the surface of your conscious mind is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind contains your feelings and thoughts from your past that could leave you either feeling empowered or helpless in the face of a new goal. So, in this interview, you'll learn what your subconscious knows about what you need. Second, how information from your subconscious can help you get straight to the underlying barriers. And then five common blocks to lasting habit change. And finally, examples of what is possible when we release subconscious barriers to change habits.
So before we jump into all of that, let's first introduce our guest to you. Dr. Tina Enerjoy, and that's Tina Huang, has a PhD in neuroscience and is a holistic brain health practitioner at lifelongenergy.com. She researched underlying causes of mental and cognitive disorders for over 15 years in academia. She now helps clients release subconscious barriers that get in the way of health, wealth, relationships, and happiness. She gives talks, leads workshops, and gives interviews throughout Washington State and online. Sign up to follow her blog and receive her top 10 tips for a happy and healthy brain at lifelongenerjoy.com. Tina has been a guest on our show multiple times, and we've known her many years, way back in the beginning when we were in our health coaching class. She has shared some very helpful information with us freely every time that we just have to have her back again whenever we get a chance to get on her schedule. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Tina. It's great to have you here once again.
Thank you, Wendy and Shermin. I'm so excited to be back. Thank you for having me.
Great. It's going to be great to just talk to you, and we'll jump right in. And we've got a bunch of questions, and it's going to be fun. So, Shermin, you've got the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's make the most of our time today. So, Tina, to begin, can you just kind of give us a brief overview of what you'll be talking about?
Yeah, well, you summed it up pretty well in your introduction, but basically we're going to be learning a little bit more about the subconscious and what's possible in deriving information from it. Believe it or not, it's an amazing resource of information. So we're going to be learning a little bit more about that. And then learning more about what I've learned from diving into the depths of the subconscious to figure out what the I've learned what some very common blocks are to habit change. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that. And then giving people a sense of really what's possible when we work at that deep level in terms of transformation.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. So, Wendy, you have a question I wanted to ask, but you go ahead.
Oh, okay. So you did mention that your subconscious knows what you need. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks for asking that. So at any one point in time, our subconscious is working, right? It's doing, in fact, at any one point in time, 95% of what's going on in our brain is at the subconscious level. So the subconscious is in charge of, for example, helping us breathe. You know, it's helping us stand upright or sit upright. It's picking up information left and right about what's good and bad for us. And that information gets stored in our subconscious mind. You know, if we're learning to drive, for example, a lot of that information that we learn goes in the conscious mind, but then it becomes more subconscious. And that's why things get easier with learning. So we have amazing amount of information stored in our subconscious mind. We can't keep it all in our conscious mind at the same time because we get totally overwhelmed. But our subconscious is an amazing source of information. And so it actually knows, it picks up information left and right about what's good and bad for us. And it knows, for example, what kinds of foods we need to eat. It knows what we're deficient in. It knows how much exercise we need and what type of exercise. It knows how much water we need and how much sleep we need, for example, and much, much more. And so I thought I'd give it a little example of that. Sherman, are you willing to volunteer?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Awesome. So one thing that I just mentioned is that your subconscious can knows how much sleep you need. And so with Sherman's help, I'm going to give a little demo of that. All right?
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, Sherman, do you have some water with you, or are you hydrated?
Yes, I am.
That's an important thing. Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so do I have permission to ask questions of your subconscious?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right, and you're okay with finding out how much sleep you need?
Yes, that would be a great thing to find out.
Okay, let's start then by asking your subconscious how much sleep you are currently getting. So would you say that your experience in your last week is pretty indicative of your normal sleep patterns?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. All right, so let's ask in your past week, I'm going to ask your past week, your subconscious, how much sleep you have been getting in your last week. So
okay.
Let's see, is she beginning 8 hours, more than 8 hours, less than 8 hours, more than seven, more than six, more than six and a half, more than six and a quarter, more than 6:05, 6:05, 6:10. On average, yes. So I'm getting that you've only been getting about 6 hours and 10 minutes. Is that a night? Yes. Yeah. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it does. It actually does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
it
right. All right. Well, let's see. So I'm going to ask your subconscious if that's enough. So is she getting enough sleep? I'm getting a no. Does she need more than 7 hours? No. More than 6.5? More than 6:45? More than 6:40? 1, 6, 40, 41, 2, 3, 4. You need 6 hours, and she needs 6 hours and 44 minutes a night? I'm getting a yes. Does that sound about right to you as well?
Yeah, I do pretty well on 7 or even 8. So maybe,
yeah.
6:44, so that's right around 7, right?
Yeah, pretty close, pretty close.
Yeah.
And it can
depend
on other factors too. So,
mm-hmm.
We're basing it on last week's activity, but, you know, there may be other factors like, you know, I know when I spend all day outdoors, I need more sleep, for example. So,
right.
Or if I'm
for
sick,
me, it's,
right?
I love to sleep. That's what it is for me. So maybe sometimes I would like to sleep a lot more than potentially what I actually need. So that's good to know. 6:44. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's what you need. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I was just going to ask, are you saying that if your subconscious mind knows what you need, does that mean your conscious mind is saying, no, I don't want to do that? Or it's just sort of battling with the subconscious. How does that work?
Not necessarily. I mean, Sherman, for example, didn't say that, no, that wasn't true, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not that they're opposing each other in terms of information. Where they do oppose each other sometimes is if you, for example, want to lose weight and you're sabotaging yourself, then your subconscious mm-hmm. mind, I mean, your conscious mind is not in alignment with your subconscious mind if you are not able to effectively change your habit.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it does. So you should really listen to your subconscious mind if you can.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, it's kind of like, how do you do that? And then how can, you know, I don't know exactly what you did, and maybe that's something that you can share. You know, how did you get to my subconscious to be able to, you know, understand what I needed? And then how can the subconscious help you, you know, basically just know how to approach a behavioral change if you
right.
want to?
Right, and that's a great question. So
you need that.
What I do is, you know, it takes a bit of practice, but what I use, I use a method called applied kinesiology or muscle testing. And so I'm basically asking yes-no questions of the subconscious to get at the underlying causes. There are other methods to get at the subconscious, which I'm less familiar with, but like a lot of hypnosis types of people may practice those. Basically, you know, it's developing your intuitive sense, and applied kinesiology or muscle testing is the easiest way I know how to do it. But yeah, that's basically what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And you can do that even though you are all the way in Washington State and I'm in Miami, Florida. We're on the phone and you're able to access just what's going on with me. That's just amazing. Me.
Yeah, because energy, this is all based on energy medicine. It's based on quantum physics, which is the idea that everything is energy. And you know how, like, with your cell phone these days, we don't need wires? The same thing is we don't need to actually physically touch each other to tap into each other's energy, at least when we're dealing with or addressing issues that are beneficial for each other, because positive energy in that way can travel, you know, I don't know how far it can travel, but it's certainly within the span of this world. So across the globe.
And it's so interesting. Yeah, it's so interesting to me how, you know, you so far away and haven't really been in touch with me on a regular basis can know that, and I myself am not really aware. You know? And that's
strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's all because my intuition has been trained to do so. So,
I see. Yeah. And then can you help people to train their own intuition to be better at picking stuff up for themselves?
That's not my specialty. That's taken some training on my part, but what I do more of is I help people identify those underlying things that are getting in their way, but I don't actually train people on how to do it. It's not my specialty. I have to say that while people can do, you know, learn these things to some degree, there's a lot more nuances that they need to be aware of, and they could get a lot of information that would make them feel like it's not working if they don't know what they're doing. So it may sound simple to some degree, but it needs to be used very carefully.
And you need training, basically.
You need some serious, you need some good training on that.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Wendy, your question.
Hey, Tina, can you give us some examples of some of the common blocks that that people have in, when they're trying to change a habit, like some that you've noticed in your clients or just in general? Can you give us a few?
Yeah. So, a lot of times people come to me with challenges, you know, for example, they maybe need to lose weight, for example, or they know what habits they want to change. Like they know that they need to eat more fruits and vegetables. Usually they come to me with a problem that they don't necessarily want to change their habits, but they want things to change. Right. So for example, weight loss is a great example of that. And with something like weight loss, you know, there's the behavioral change, but there's also, there is belief systems and so forth that can get in the way, or there's intrinsic factors, and the subconscious knows what to get at. But anyways, with something like with weight loss, for example, there's a lot of different belief systems that get in the way of habit change. So, for example, if we know that we need to exercise more, there's different blocks that get in the way of that. So a common block of habit change can be not believing that you're worthy of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had clients that just, you know, they don't invest in their own health because at some inherent level they don't believe that they're worthy of that, right? Maybe they've had a lot of abuse in their past, and that can really get in the way. So if they believe that they're worthy, then they're going to treat themselves with more love. And that means taking good care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Another block is, and this is a common one, is a fixed mindset. And the idea of a fixed mindset, there's a wonderful TED Talk by Carol Dweck, and it's about, it's called The Power of Believing You Can Improve. But it's about inherently about the fixed versus growth mindset. And if we have a fixed mindset, then we're going to believe that we are born with this and we can't change. And we can have a fixed mindset around some things and a growth mindset around others. So we may believe that, if we study harder, we can do better in school. But we may also believe that, you know, our personalities will never change. And so that would be a fixed personality in terms of our personality, or a fixed belief set in terms of our personality, and a growth mindset in terms of studying, being a better student, for example. But I know from the work I do that anything can change if we believe it can. And so if we have anything, if there's any goals that we want to change in our lives, we have to examine whether we believe they can change. That's the most important thing. And if we believe they can change, then they're going to be able to change. And that goes along with the next common block, which is the ability to visualize your new self with a habit or without the habits, you know, if you're trying to get rid of a habit. If you can't visualize yourself changing, then, you know, it's not going to change. So, and then something that actually is related to that is that the friends that we have. So our friends play a huge role in our ability to see ourselves in a certain way. So one of the most common, there's like this famous epidemiological study in Framingham Heart Study, where they saw that there was a really important link between the friends we keep and the habits we have. And the more, like, for example, the more, you know, they did this in terms of weight. That was one of the landmark studies of these sort of graphical analysis that they did of friends and their networks and health. And what they found was that people who are overweight are much more likely to have overweight friends, that people who are fit are much more likely to have fit friends. And so if we want to be fit, if we want to have a healthy lifestyle, we've got to seek and find out others who are in that frame of mind, because that will empower us to believe that we can.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. That's also the same with in the business world, too. You can be around successful people.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Definitely.
I can think of I can definitely think of some people that have a fixed mindset. Some of my friends and family for sure.
Yeah. So that TED Talk is called The Power of Believing We Can Improve, and it's really worth sharing. I share that often. Yeah, and then the last common block. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No, I just wanted to write it down, so I was just saying it. The power of believing we can change.
The power of believing you can improve is the name of the TED Talk.
Power of believing we can
it's
improve.
It's a TED Talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm happy. I actually have a blog article on that, so I'm happy to provide that to
cool.
to you or your
that
listeners.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. We'll share that for sure.
And you're
yeah.
You had something else.
So there was
too,
one more
Tina?
Block.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one more block, and that is lack of persistence. And that lack of persistence in, you know, in your efforts towards change can come from being easily discouraged, you know, and that discouragement can come from, you know, past failures or, you know, a positive support system, either presently or in your past. Something that's related to that is not being able to celebrate your successes. Right. If you can only see the negative and not see the positive, it's going to be very hard to change your habits.
Hmm.
So, so this is some of the most common blocks I see. But the neat thing about it is that we can get rid of all these. You know, all these blocks can be released by asking questions of the subconscious, identifying those underlying belief systems, emotions, post-hypnotic suggestions. Those are messages we get from outside of ourselves. All those things that contribute, we can release so that they aren't getting in your way anymore and habit change can be easy.
Wow, that's really interesting. I don't know if we have enough time, but I'm just curious, can you think of one of your clients that you've helped clear away all of these blocks and like how they were before and then how they were after you worked with them?
Yeah, actually, there's so many. For example, I've helped clients increase their fruits and vegetable intake, exercise when they weren't able to, you know, just start exercising patterns, you know, changing their sleep patterns, water, like a lot of people don't drink enough water, so I've released subconscious barriers to help them drink water, and I've helped it with cats as well, one of my favorite things to do. But one of the most striking stories I've had is a recent one where I had a client who's addicted to pot, and he was smoking 15 bowls a day. That means basically pipefuls. I didn't know the lingo until he told me. But he went from 15 bowls a day to one every 3 days.
Hmm.
So, you know, he basically feels now that he is in complete control of how much pot he smokes. And he had a really neat side effect. Oh, he also, I should also say that he's tried to quit in the past. And in the past, he's always been angry and resentful about it, and he's taken up new addictions to mask that current addiction of pot. So, like, his new addiction was chess, the game of chess. He'd play for 3 to 5 hours. So, he was still smoking pot. He's back to pot. But now that we've released it, when he saw the pot paraphernalia around the house, he put it away. He's like, I don't really need that anymore. I want to be healthy. So... and there's no more of that anger or resentment that he has to quit. It's more like, no, I just want to be healthy now. I just, you know, that's who I am. You know, that's great. And he had some really cool side effects of that. He also found that he was drinking a lot less alcohol and playing and his addiction to chess went away. So it was pretty cool. And that all happened in one session.
Wow. I really wonder how, I don't know if there's any of that you can share with us, but how do you remove subconscious blocks? How does that work?
Yes. Well, I use this method called the body code, and I use the applied kinesiology that I was using with you with sleep, right? And so I'm asking questions of the muscles. I'm getting yes-no answers, and again, I can surrogate for people, so that's how I do it long distance. But I use this chart system that allows me to identify beliefs and emotions and sabotage and addictive thought patterns and post-hypnotic suggestions, which are messages we get from the universe, and much, much, much more to identify the underlying problems. And I release them using energy medicine. So there's a technique I use that involves the governing meridian, which is the superhighway of all meridians, and the meridians are your energy channels. So I know that sounds really fast, but I can certainly point people to more information on my website. Under methods, there's more about the body code. And my website is lifelongenerjoy.com.
Awesome, awesome. Great. Energy medicine. Great. Okay, cool. Thank you for sharing all that.
Yeah.
So,
So for the people that liked what you heard today, how can they get a hold of you? How can they find out more about you and just to find out more about this wonderful work that you're doing, if you have anything that you can offer our listeners, anything else besides what you've already offered.
Well, you know, my website is lifelongenerjoy.com. It's E-N-E-R-J-O-Y. All one word, lifelongenerjoy.com. And there's information under methods used on my website. There's also an interview on releasing subconscious barriers, the key to health and happiness, to find out more information about what I do. And plus a lot of other interviews, although that one's probably the most relevant. And if they want to learn about, or if they're ready to make habit change easy, many practitioners charge up to $1,600 to help you change a new habit, but I'm offering one habit change for the month of January for only $397. So that's a savings of $1,200, for example. So if they are interested in taking advantage of that offer, they can call me at 1-855-ENERJOY. That's 363-7569. Or look me up on my website under the Contact Me page, and they can just mention this offer to qualify.
Nice.
And then also, for anybody who wants to visit my page, you can get my top 10 tips for a happy and healthy brain just by signing up on my website.
Wow. Awesome. That's fantastic, Tina. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for sharing so much good information freely with our audience. Audience, again, if you'd like to reach Tina, find out more, go to lifelongenerjoy.com and reach out to her and get, you know, your hands on some of this awesome help that she provides.
And I should say really quickly that it's the information or that habit change is not listed on my website right now, but I will honor it as long as they mention having seen this or heard this interview.
Awesome. Awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Tina. And guess what?
Thank you, Tina.
Out of time again. It's unbelievable. It goes so fast every time we have you on. So thank
Too
you
fast.
So much for being our guest today. And hope you come back again. You know, just keep coming back, please. We love it.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and taking advantage of learning some excellent tips, information, strategies to help you make habit change easy. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows, like the one we just had, is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkysTheLimitRadio or visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned each week to your inspiration station. For now, this is Wendy and Sherman signing off. Until next week, and remember, the sky's the limit. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Tina. Bye.
Bye.